Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the Opel Commercial Vehicles range. We have your van.
HSE Chief Clinical Officer Dr. Colm Henry has said that it is too early to know the significance of a new coronavirus variant, which accounts for 60% of new COVID-19 cases in Ireland. It was initially identified among Spanish farm workers and has spread through much of Europe since the summer, according to new research published by an international team of scientists. Professor of Experimental Immunology in Trinity College Dublin, Kingston Mills, joins us on the line now. Kingston, first off, tell us what we should know about what exactly a variant in this virus is.
Good morning. So a variant is where a mutation has occurred in the virus, and it's slightly different from the original one. And this happens all the time when viruses multiply, the mutations get introduced. And influenza would be the one that we would know most about, where mutations occur every year, and it means that immunity against one virus is not going to protect you against next year. And that's why you need to get the flu vaccine every year. In the context of SARS-CoV-2, there's been much less mutation than would normally occur with influenza. But this new information, together with a report that was published in Hong Kong about a month ago, is quite important, because one of the things it tells us is that a lot of the cases that we have currently in Ireland came from Spain, over 60% of them, towards the end of July. So it meant that the measures we had in place for curtailing the importation of the virus didn't work. So we had self-isolation, techniques which clearly people in a lot of cases ignored. So it means that we brought the virus in from Spain in the same way as we did from Northern Italy in March.
It's very hard for you to argue the counterfactual after the case now, but had we had greater travel restrictions, had we had more checks at airports, do you think that we would be in a different place now? Do you think that the original Chinese or Wuhan strain of the virus, the numbers would be much, much lower?
And I do think so. And I think what we need to do now, and there's no point in looking back, I think we need to look forward. I think what we need to do now is introduce mandatory testing pre and post travel. This is absolutely essential, that procedure for reducing the further importation of the virus. I mean, we've been told that a lot of the cases we have now are not from travel, but it's very difficult to actually pinpoint that. And we saw some high profile examples of where one person coming back from a holiday infected indirectly or indirectly 50 other people. So it is no doubt that travel is going to contribute. If we get down to very low numbers, hopefully in the next few weeks, the big risk then is that other countries in Europe may not have done as well as we will, and we will just bring it back in again unless we have efficient methods of testing pre and post travel.
Kingston, of the vaccines that are in phase 3 trials now and nearing, hopefully, completion, how many of them are going to be effective against both of these strains, both of these variants?
We don't know yet that this variant has any impact on immunity to the virus. It's one small change, and it may not have any impact. So it's unlikely that it will adversely affect the efficacy of a vaccine. Now, what it might do, and here we have some hints from the study in Hong Kong that was published in September, is that it might make the virus more transmissible. So that's to say that it's easier for the virus to get from one person to the next. And if that's the case, then the threshold for herd immunity will go up from 60% to 70% to perhaps a higher percentage, which means that more of the community has to be immune or vaccinated in order to get protection across the whole community. So transmissible viruses have a higher threshold for herd immunity than less transmissible viruses.
Indeed, so we're going to have much higher vaccine uptake. Professor of Experimental Immunology in Trinity College Dublin, Kingston Mills, thank you very much.